SBS کوردی روجنینی ششه وار روجن یک شمه دو دنیورو یان گهلدانا بریا اینترنت دما دخوازی
Sorgul Maho is a Syrian Kurd from Afrin. She arrived in Australia with her parents and siblings in July 2018, settling in Toowoomba, Queensland. Sorgul has studied English literature at the University of Aleppo before fleeing to Turkey and spending 4 years there. Since her arrival in Toowoomba, Sorgul has been helping her community, the Kurdish community. To find out more about Sorgul Maho, she's on the line with us from Toowoomba, Queensland. Sorgul, welcome to SBS Kurdish.
Thank you so much.
As we mentioned in the introduction, you arrived in Australia last year, 2018. Since your arrival here, how has your settlement been? That's including your family.
Well, as you've mentioned, I've arrived in Australia last year, in July last year. Well, as many refugees here in Australia and different parts of the world. Definitely there are some difficulties which we have faced. So I think the most important or the most difficult thing was, because it's a different country, was the culture and was, for my family, was the language. The lifestyle here was all different to me, and especially when I started studying at uni, it was totally a different system. So I struggled a bit then I get used to that. But for my family, it was a bit difficult because it was totally a new life for them, especially for my parents, because, you know, we have a good life here, a new life here. I think they are settled and now they are feeling better.
You are an interpreter now. How did you become an interpreter in such a short period?
Well, what happened is that I arrived in Australia. Before that, I've done 2 years of English literature in Syria. That was before war, so in 2010 and 2011, I did English literature. So what happened when I arrived in Australia, I had English, I spoke good English. It was easy for me to find a job. Well, my first job was as a teacher aide at one of the state high schools. I wanted to start working as soon as possible because I thought that one way to make a life here is to find connection, to find friends. And then my second job was interpreting, and that is with DHS, Centrelink. What happened is that at first it was just a job. I just wanted to work. Then it turned out to be my favorite one. Now I'm so interested in interpreting and I'm considering it as my future career.
Okay, why did you choose to become an interpreter?
Well, it's a way of helping people, basically, because we don't have so many Kurdish interpreters here. So it all started with helping people and helping the community, because I'm one of them. And then it turned out to be my job as well.
I believe you're studying at university now, at the University of Southern Queensland. What are you studying?
Yeah, I do English literature here. You know, it's just continuing my
So you're finishing
degree.
Your degree?
Well, not finishing exactly, because I'm still waiting for my transcript from Syria, which is really difficult to get at this time. So I'm hoping that now I'm first year, so I'm hoping I get credit from what I've done already in Syria.
Okay, and once you've completed that, what are you hoping to do?
Well, basically, as I've mentioned, my future career is going to be interpreting and translation, because I'm already doing Kurdish interpreting, and soon I'll be doing Kurdish translation as well. And in the future, there will be Arabic interpreting and translation as well.
So what dialect of Kurdish are you interpreting or translating at the moment?
I do Kurdish Gurmanji.
What are the main problems the Kurdish-speaking community in Toowoomba are facing?
Well, basically, the language is the most difficult, or we can't tell it. We can't say a problem because it can be a problem. We can call it a difficulty because they're trying to learn, especially the young generation. They are trying their best through schools or tests, and they are learning. On the other hand, there is because our people, especially in the Yazidian community, have been through really difficult times. I think one of the most important or most difficult things is that the way they can communicate with the Australian community is a bit difficult for them.
Sorgul Maho, thank you for being on SBS Kurdish today and all the best for the future.
Thank you so much.
لگل SBS رادیو بشی کردین.